This is the Annie Fry Show.
Do what we think is best for the team, current and future. And obviously fans have their own opinion, and you know, we've got wonderful fans and they're knowledgeable. So I think a great majority of them understand what we're doing and approve it. Others don't. They think we should maybe go spend money and see if we can't get it back that way. But it's hard to do. I mean, even if you had that goal, that would be hard to do. You have big markets that are just going to do what they do, and we're not in a position to compete at that kind of level of payroll. And you know, there's a time to do it and a time to build. And you know, we're trying to, I think, balance that so that we have the opportunity to have competitive teams every year.
Well, that's Bill DeWitt Jr. He was speaking at Winter Warm-Up. And if you've been listening today, you know that it's Spirit Week here on the Annie Fry Show. We are celebrating school choice this week. We're celebrating specifically Lutheran education. And this week we have a fundraiser going to establish an Annie Fry Show scholarship so that we can help families in the 97.1 listening area provide that Lutheran education for their kids. You can go to LisaSTL.org/Annie, LisaSTL.org/Annie. To make a donation, and every bit helps, and we're grateful for everybody who's participated already. But Spirit Day today, we're wearing our favorite jerseys. I've got my Cardinals jersey on right now. I've always been a huge Cardinals fan, and I'm hoping against all hope that this year maybe we see, I don't know, a first place finish in the Central Division. We're bringing our friend Scott Warman on the show with us today, studio host for FanDuel Sports. Scott, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Good. So what's the name on the back of Annie's jersey?
Oh, Adam Wainwright, of course.
Of course it is.
Yes, Adam Wainwright. We've got a lot of Wainwright jerseys. It's my husband's. I stole it from him, but I also bought it for him, so I figured I didn't have to ask.
Oh, you share.
Yes, we share. He shares. He doesn't always know it, but he does. Scott, we're going to talk a little bit about Lutheran education and how it fits into your life in a little bit, but I want to give you the open floor here to talk about your hopes, your concerns for the 2025 St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, as you played the soundbite there with Mr. DeWitt, I think what he's saying is they're trying to balance, and I think that's kind of hard for most, if not all, Cardinal fans to understand. Because, and the reason I say that is because they're still trying to compete, but yet the message after the season was to reset. So I think there's the confusion there. Plus, you know, we've been hearing for, you know, a couple of months, if not longer, about, you know, Nolan Arenado being dealt, and that hasn't happened yet. And therefore, there really hasn't been much movement, if any at all, as we are creeping down the, you know, couple of weeks before the guys go down to Jupiter and start the camp before spring training starts. So
yeah,
I think that's where the confusion is, and I understand it. I think the Cardinals want to still try to compete and wish, like your wishes, Annie, and get back into winning ways and have a first-place finish. But yet there's that part where, well, you're trading Arenado and Goldschmidt is gone. Well, why is that? Well, they want to give these young kids like a Dolan Gorman, a Jordan Walker, among others, an opportunity to see actually what they have. And I think that is – that's where we're going to go. Apparently there's a trade that's going to be announced here. It was announced, or at least reported last night, that the Houston Astros were dealing one of their top relievers to the Chicago Cubs for really nothing. And basically they were getting this reliever's money off the books because they want to re-sign Alex Bregman, who has been their third baseman. It had been rumored that maybe he might go to several different other teams, but now that their Arenado trade got denied by Nolan, they're going back with Bregman. Well, as soon as Bregman, that domino falls, if you follow me here, Annie,
Yeah. That
means that Nolan Arenado is probably going to be available for the teams that were maybe trying to get Alex Bregman. So with that, you're going to have, and the organization has mentioned that they are trying to reduce the payroll right now and give some of these young guys an opportunity. Now, the other part of the confusion, I think, with the fans is the fact that Well, are you going to a full-blown, you know, what you say, reset? Well, no, they're not. But part of the problem they have is they can't trade a Wilson Contreras. They can't really trade a Sonny Gray, per se, because they have no trade clauses. Now, if they could trade them, along with a Nolan Arenado, who has said, yes, I'm willing to go to a certain amount of teams that can be dealt, then you're talking about a massive reset. But now that those two, specifically Contreras and Sonny Gray, have said, look, we'd rather be here and help the young guys and try to bring back winning baseball to St. Louis, that's where I think some of the confusion, understandably so, can be with fandom. Now, can the Cardinals compete with the loss of Goldschmidt and Arenado and play these young guys? Oh, sure, anything can happen. If Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker, and I use those guys specifically because they're at the forefront, if they meet their expectations, there is that possibility. But, again, it's one of those situations where we're kind of in a transformation right now. And I think the other part to kind of sit back and realize is if Arenado gets dealt, and I start to believe now that maybe that we will see this, Annie, that we will see Arenado go once Bregman gets signed, is if the season doesn't go as they're hopeful, well, then I think it could be for John Mozeliak in his final trade deadline of his career as the president of baseball operations and GM. It could be a very busy one where guys like a Ryan Helsley specifically is going to be a free agent. Is this organization going to be able to sign a guy like Ryan Helsley, who will be a free agent after this season? I don't think they're going to be able to afford him. So you get something for him instead of just letting him walk and you don't really get anything at all. Then you have yourself a full-blown reset. But we're going to see a lot of young guys this year. We're going to see if they can materialize and meet some of their expectations. I think it'll be a very interesting season, to say the least. Hope? Yeah, there's hope. But it's not like seasons have passed where we're guaranteed that, oh, we're going to be there in the playoffs and we're going to finish number one in the Central Division. That's just not the reality of it.
Yeah. We're speaking with Scott Warman, the studio host for FanDuel Sports. I think we went through this period of time where, like, yeah, we make the playoffs, but we never go far. For a while there, we'd make them. We wouldn't win a game. Okay, you're high five. You're in the playoffs. Now we're not even making the playoffs. I think my question and what I hear fans saying a lot is, do the Cardinals still have a commitment to excellence?
Right. Absolutely. And I think they do. I don't think that's ever left. I think the biggest problem for the fan base and the organization is we're treading areas of this organization back-to-back no playoffs for the first time in a long time. And it could be three straight years. I mean, you go back to, what was it, 2 years ago, we hadn't had that many losses since like 1990 or 91. I mean, that's 30 years ago. I mean, that's a generation that has never seen losing baseball like that. So it's obviously a different road that this team has traveled. I think there is some promise with some players, even within the organization that are prospects. Their number one draft pick last year, not only do you read stuff, but even people you talk within the baseball industry, J.J. Weatherholt is his name. He's an infielder from West Virginia, and he's very highly thought of, like a pure hitter. This guy probably will be up, barring some unforeseen circumstances, sooner rather than later. And the Cardinals caught a break since they didn't make the playoffs, and now, you know, they have this lottery for the draft, and the Cardinals will be drafting number 5 overall. So one would think that they could probably, you know, snare a pretty good prospect come this draft. It's coming up in July during the All-Star weekend. So that's some of the positives. You know, I always correlate this, and I've mentioned this, whether it's on other radio shows or whatever, is I see a lot of what's happening with the Cardinals, the same thing that's happening with the Blues organization, Annie. There's just this transformation where both organizations, they know they have to go to kind of a youth movement, build up their prospects, build the through the draft and what have you. But you also want to still try to be competitive. And that's kind of the situation the Blues are in right now. They're on the outside looking in as far as trying to get into the playoffs. And they've made a couple of deals, you know, with veterans to try to push that while they're not spending that much money, even though with the salary cap they can't spend that much money. But they have a ton of prospects that is going to be here. And I tell Blues fans, and I would even say this to Cardinal fans, it sucks, but – you kind of have to have some patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
With this whole thing, because as you know, Annie, you know, especially with social media and everything, everybody wants instant gratification, and it just, it doesn't happen that way when you're trying to develop players. You can't throw a guy out there and go hit 300. It just doesn't happen. They have to evolve, and that is the one thing the Cardinals did say that they addressed was, look, we have to do a better job, which has been a part of the Cardinal organization even before you and I were born, about how good the farm system had been for years and years and years, and it has fallen. They haven't spent that much money, and so part of the development is also a big part of having good teams, because even if those guys don't materialize with the Cardinals per se after they've been developed, you can use that chip to, oh, let's bring in someone else if you're trying to, you know, get a veteran that'll help a team maybe make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
We're not at that position right now, Andy, and that's the best way I can kind of relay it. I know it's not what we're used to, but this is where we're at right now.
Yeah, you know, I think what the fans want, both for the Cardinals and the 23-4 Blues, is they want to know that the organization is committed to getting to that excellence with some patience, mm-hmm, in order to get there. But they want to know that that's still the plan, and it's not just a money game, because we've seen that happen a lot in the sports business as well.
Absolutely. And the one thing, and I was actually went a warm up, and I did interview John Mozeliak on the stage on Saturday, and one of the things that he and I discussed, along with a lot of the fans, I know it's a grave concern, is, I mean, you're literally, and I can't blame the Dodgers, but the Dodgers is just swallowing up what it seems like almost every free agent, and you have the haves and the have-nots. And basically, the Cardinals really kind of are the have-nots, because they don't have that big monster TV deal like the other teams do. And they just stop bringing in the bucks like the Chicago Cubs or the New York Yankees or the Dodgers, as I mentioned, the Red Sox, go right on down the line. And I think this has to be a serious concern to baseball that needs to be addressed sooner rather than later. And here's the other thing. I hate to go ahead of myself here, but you all are baseball fans, because I know you guys talk about it passionately,
yeah,
is the fact that 2027, there could be a lockout or a strike. And I hope that we don't have one, because if they do one and it's a lengthy one, they could really hurt the game, Annie. And people that are way far tied into Major League Baseball more than me, they have their concern that we could see one coming up in 2027. So,
yeah. In the 90s, it was very destructive to the game.
And oh, my gosh. It was terrible. They couldn't even get a TV deal. They were like paying Fox, who was just coming into its infancy, just to carry some games nationally. You're exactly right, Annie. It was terrible. And if you really think about it, come history, is the fact that, you know, the Sosa-McGuire home run derby thing basically saved the game, and people started coming back in masses because of that. Other than that, they were struggling after that. They missed that whole season in 94. You're exactly right, Annie.
That's a good tip. It'll be something to pay attention to as these business deals develop in the next couple of years. One of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, Scott and I have had many conversations about sports, but also our connection. Scott, you are also a Lutheran, and you also know the benefits of Lutheran education, specific to here in the St. Louis area on both sides of the river. Lutheran education, very important to me as part of my education, and also how I educate, send my kids to Lutheran schools. We're doing this fundraiser, and the Lutheran Elementary School Association is working very hard to make that school choice possible for our area kids and our grandkids. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about Lutheran education in your life, and maybe your thoughts on why families out there might want to donate to this worthy cause, or potentially check out a Lutheran school close to them.
Yeah. In fact, you know, when you and I were texting yesterday, I mentioned to you one of the gals that I went to Luther North with, Jackie, her name is now Brannicky. It was Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you ever heard of Brannicky Hardware, that's her husband, Tim. Tim was a year ahead of us at Luther North. He was class of 84. Jackie and I was class of 85. And I know Jackie is very deeply involved in Lisa's, what I guess you guys term it, LESA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, I went to Grace Chapel Lutheran School in Bellefont Neighbors, K through 8, went to church there, went to Lutheran North High School, and now that I live out west, I am at St. Paul de Pere which is Manchester 270, essentially. And real quick story, I mean, this school, just like Grace Chapel, has been around forever. And they did an investment and put in a new school because the old school was really getting kind of dilapidated. And the response from the members, and he was amazing. And they basically, I think they have that, what now we call phase one, paid off for. Well, the demand now to go to St. Paul de Pere specifically, because it's my experience, is so massive that they said, hey, well, what if we tear down the old school and put a second phase where we would have two grades,
that's awesome,
or two classes for each grade? Well, we almost paid probably three-fourths of what the loan was just from the people within the church alone invested in to get this thing started. In fact, if you drive by, I mean, they've got all kinds of construction going on right now, and the hope is, I think, within this August, we'll have this thing up and running. And they've expanded other things as far as music, the gymnasium, go right on down the line. But supply and demand, you know, it's basic econ, if you've ever learned econ. And our school here in St. Paul de Pere is supplying the demand for what people want to do. And there's more people wanting to go to private school. I can also tell you Christ Community Lutheran Church, which is in Kirkwood, my good friend Sam and his wife, two of their kids went there, and they're expanding as well. So the expansion of Lutheran schools is massive, and I can tell you that I'm forever grateful of getting the opportunity to go to Lutheran grade school and Lutheran high school. In fact, for Lutheran North back in the 80s, when I was going there, we were considered one of the top 60 high schools in the entire country.
Wow.
That's just solely academic, yeah. So you're getting great academics on top of everything else that is provided. I know Lutheran South is expanding by massive amounts. I think Lutheran St. Charles is too. I'm sure Metro East has grown,
yes,
massively. In fact, I told you Metro East was actually just starting when I was in high school back in the day, before you actually went to Metro East Lutheran, mm-hmm, High School over on the Illinois side. So I can't say enough of what it has been and helped me, but I know others. Another quick story. My next door neighbor, Catholic his whole life, and his daughter is in eighth grade, went to visit several different Catholic high schools. A couple of kids go to Lutherans, are getting ready to go to Lutheran South. They're like, let's give it a shot. And Jeff, it took his daughter, Emily. Guess what? They're going to Lutheran South as proud Catholics because they were so impressed with Lutheran High School South and what they are able to offer his daughter for the next 4 years. So, yes, I can't say enough about how much the Lutheran education and everything that is involved with the Lutheran education not only helped me, but helped so many other people.
Yeah, yes, those are wonderful stories and anecdotes that we could hear replicated in people's stories all across the listening area right now. And that's what we're really working hard to do with this scholarship, is make that opportunity possible for people who may not be able to make it possible for themselves. So thank you for sharing your story with us and that connection that you and I have through those Lutheran schools. And we're going to have you back, and we'll have you walk us through the Cardinal season every now and again, hopefully with some positive things to talk about. We'll talk about those baby birds and see how well they're doing.
I'm hopeful, Annie. I'm very hopeful.
we will join that hope. It's January. What do we have if not hope? For sure.
Well, hey, at least we're starting to melt all this junk in our backyard, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. We'll talk to you again soon, Scott. Thank you for the time today. We're really grateful for
you. You got it, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. Scott Warman is the studio host for FanDuel Sports, or used to be Bally, and it used to be Fox Sports Network or whatever. I've had that connection with him for a while. I didn't realize that he was Lutheran or had participated in that. The school at De Pere, St. Paul De Pere, I believe. Wonderful school. Wonderful. I connect to a lot of these different places through sports. We'll do volleyball tournaments in Missouri, or maybe we're at a basketball tournament. We see some of these CCLS, Christ Community Lutheran School in Kirkwood, wonderful facilities. But what we're trying to do here is make that possible for families across our St. Louis and Metro East area. And I need your help. Would you consider making a small donation, a large donation? We'll take whatever you can, whatever you are blessed to be able to donate, at Lisa with an E, L-E-S-A, LisaSTL.org/Annie, and help us get to that $15,000 mark by the end of the week. We'll be bringing some more people on who have those connections to that Lutheran Lutheran Education throughout the course of the week to help us celebrate National School Choice Awareness Week, but also National Lutheran Schools Week. It's Spirit Week. It's Jersey Day today. When we come back in the next segment, we'll talk about what Spirit Day will be tomorrow. You guys can have some input on that as well. If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, what kind of Spirit Days would you like us to enjoy here on the Annie Fry Show throughout the course of the week? We'll take all and any suggestions, as well as your vote on the YouTube live chat poll. How much do you want to see RFK Jr. reform our healthcare system? Not at all, some reform, or complete reform? Those results with Ethan at the end of the show. Let's get Ryan Wiggins back in studio in just a minute. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show.